This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Driving you home safe. Power Drive with Thabiso Kotane, 3 to 6 p.m.
7 minutes to four. Informal traders belonging to the African Traders Organization and the South African Informal Traders Forum have taken the city of Johannesburg to court earlier this week after being removed from their stalls on De Villiers Street. According to ATO, more than 200 of their members are loitering in the streets after members of the JMPD and other officials ordered them to vacate their stalls last week. This comes as the city says it is enforcing bylaws and verifying permits for trading along De Villiers Street and has called for those affected to come forward and apply for new permits. Khululiwe Bengu is a Socio-Economic Rights Institute attorney. Khululiwe, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Just for clarity's sake, you as an attorney are speaking on behalf of those that have been taken off their stalls, right?
Yes. So I'm speaking on behalf of the traders who approached the court. So it's 600 traders and the South African informal traders.
I got
in their representative capacity of traders.
Okay. Because, I mean, the question that I was going to ask as a start is, you know, what is so wrong with the city of Johannesburg enforcing bylaws and verifying permits for trading on De Villiers Street?
So there's nothing wrong with the city enforcing bylaws. What is wrong is the city being in breach of a constitutional court order from 2013. It's not the first time that we're seeing the city trying to get rid of informal trading in the inner city under the guise of verification. This case is almost 10 years old. In 2013, September and October, the city did the exact same thing. It said, we want to verify people, we want to enforce bylaws, come and verify yourself, and then we'll allow you back. People went and verified themselves, and yet they were removed. Their goods were confiscated. They lost over 3 months worth of income. And that's how they ended up being at the Constitutional Court. And the Constitutional Court, having understood the injustice and the unlawfulness of the city's action in arbitrarily deciding to remove people regardless of verifying themselves, it interdicted the city from interfering with the traders' rights. So that court order still stands. And them removing people, or rather prohibiting them from resuming their business as they ordinarily do, is in contempt of that order.
Yeah, so but I would have assumed that you would have conversed your counter argument to them as well in terms of making reference to the court order, and I'd be more interested, if indeed that took place, to get a sense of what their response was.
So that's definitely the case. We wouldn't just approach the court without having approached the city first. The traders were prohibited from trading beginning of the day on 19 July. On 20 July, we wrote to the city, the people who are listed in the court order, that is the city manager, the executive mayor, and the head of the JMPD. We wrote to them and said, this is what has happened to our clients as of 19 July. This is what the constitutional court order says. You know it, you are party to the proceedings. But in case you've forgotten about it, we are attaching in this letter. It says you're not allowed to do this. Please return the traders back, failing which will go to court.
Yeah.
We didn't receive a response from the city up until Monday afternoon when we'd already approached the court for a hearing on Wednesday.
Yeah. So, I mean, some people are saying, I mean, this is an attempt to flush out foreign nationals. I mean, is it a sentiment you agree to? Or are South Africans also affected?
So I would say this is an attempt to flush out poor people from the city, maybe more so if they're foreign nationals, because the clients that we represent comprise of South African traders as well as traders who are foreign nationals and with documentation.
So this
is an attempt to just, and the MMC and the city have said this as much, they want to clean the city. And the way they've gone about it is to remove poor people from the city.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you necessarily do not have a problem with them implementing bylaws and making sure that people who are manning these stalls are people who have followed the right procedures.
There's no problem with bylaw enforcement. In fact, for the last 9 years, informal traders and the association have been working hand in hand with the bylaw enforcement department of the JMPD. Every time there's an issue on a daily basis, they work with the JMPD. What the problem was in this case is you can't wake up one day and decide you're going to take bread off someone's table without giving them proper notice and say you're going to do this. If you want to verify that this person is supposed to be in the store, then you can do it while they are there. You don't have to remove them and take away a week's worth of income from them. And also, on a layman's understanding, it doesn't make sense. If you want to verify that this person is supposed to be here, aren't you supposed to find that person there and then check if they're supposed to be there in terms of your report?
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. So what happened in court yesterday?
So we were in court in the morning yesterday, and the court set the matter for hearing at 2. However, they encouraged the parties to come to some sort of agreement and settle the matter if possible. And between that time, before the hearing at 2, we were in discussion with the city's attorneys, who agreed that the informal traders will be allowed back to trade in their stores, and that when they conduct the verification process, that process will be introduced to the informal traders, and the informal traders will be given an opportunity to make representation. And when the verification commences, it will happen in situ with informal traders continuing to make a living, which is what the law says. And that court order, that agreement was made in order of court, and traders were allowed back to trade.
Okay. Khululiwe, we shall watch this one very carefully. Thank you so much for your time and just giving us the dynamics around it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we've also been trying to get hold of the MMC in the city of Johannesburg, but we've been failing to get anyone from the city of Johannesburg to respond to this. Msocha on Twitter says, Tabi, so if you know the conditions around the area of De Villiers Street, you would wonder why it took so long for the city to act. That area really needs cleaning, even if it means removing those so-called traders, Msocha says. It's 4 p.m., time for news.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.